Sandra O'Doherty is the Executive Director of the Peace River Regional Women's Shelter. She joins us on the line today. Sandra, thank you very much for joining us. November is labeled as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Comments on the fact, please, that this month is being recognized.
This month is very important as it does recognize domestic violence. As we all know, domestic violence affects quite a few people, whether you are a woman, man, anybody really. There's many forms of abuse, not just physical. There's mental, financial, coercive control, and spiritual. So we have to recognize that as well. So in November, we do recognize that it is Domestic Violence Month, so we do step up a little bit with some public awareness, and people are usually pretty receptive to learning about it and learning the signs of abuse.
One big awareness campaign that is definitely at the forefront is actually quite a simple awareness campaign, and that is the color purple. Why the color purple?
The color purple has always been associated with domestic violence. It just has. We've had people, you know, come in and complain about it, you know, to us because they think that it shouldn't be purple because that's the color of a bruise. And honestly, that's not why. Purple has just always been recognized as that color. So we wear ribbons, we tie ribbons around, you know, lampposts, that kind of thing. So, you know, a lot of groups have colors that they are recognized by, and purple just happens to be domestic violence.
With the color purple, how eye-catching is it to make the awareness come to light?
I think when people see purple, they automatically associate the color with domestic violence, so that's good. We recognize that that when somebody wears a purple ribbon, it can be for domestic violence, or, you know, there's also other colors out there, but purple is for domestic violence.
Not looking for any examples here, Sandra, but are people breaking the silence regarding abuse and domestic violence? Because sometimes it can be very hard to talk about.
It is very hard to talk about. Unfortunately, there is still a stigma attached to domestic violence. People don't understand necessarily that, you know, for the average woman, it takes 7 to 9 attempts to actually leave their home. There's so many complex issues involved. That first step, obviously, is to leave. And unfortunately, the woman has to leave the situation along with her children. And sometimes she might have a pet that she doesn't want to leave behind, so she'll stay. We also have to recognize that, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy for children as well. You know, they're going to a certain school. Our shelters are full. Every single shelter in Alberta is full. And a lot of women and children don't have the support systems in place to go to their family or friends. So when they do call a shelter, they're asking for help, and they're desperate for help, and we need to help them as much as we can.
How difficult is it to have this happen? And unfortunately, other people, like, as you mentioned, pets or children, are involved in this.
It's really difficult. A lot of times women will call and they will say, you know, I want to bring my pet with me. But unfortunately, we can take a pet, but unfortunately it has to stay outside due to allergies and things like that. A lot of abusers will use their pets or their children against that person they are abusing. And so, you know, there's always that threat of intimidation or violence against that woman. Femicide is on the rise. It's unfortunately there's women that are killed by their partners, and it's not very nice.
How difficult, yet how easy is it to find that help, to say, hey, I need help?
We encourage people to keep their eyes and ears open as well. If they notice there, you know, there's a person at work that's sitting beside them that usually is really upbeat and, you know, confident and smiling all the time, comes to work and they're not, or they're wearing inappropriate clothing at a certain time of the year, such as long sleeves in the summer. They're you know, getting phone calls all day long and they're guarded phone calls. We encourage people to just ask the question, just say, hey, like, I noticed you're not yourself lately. Is there anything I can do to help? You know, is everything okay? You just open up that line of communication. And, you know, sometimes people will talk and sometimes people won't, but at least you've opened up that line so they know that you're that person that they can come to if they need to.
Is there a light at the end of the tunnel, as it were?
I sure hope so. The more people that are educated and know about it and, you know, are supportive of those people that are leaving domestic violence situations, we sure hope that there's a light at the end of the tunnel, and we're really, really, really striving for that. You know, I'd love to not have a job, so I would love to not have to open our doors to people and that are they're fleeing a domestic abuse situation. But unfortunately, we still do, and it seems to be on a steadily increase. So, but we're trying our best. So, and with the support of the community and the support of the communities around Peace River, you know, we're doing a good job.
Sandra O'Doherty is the executive director of the Peace River Regional Women's Shelter. Sandra, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.